January 16, 1923. Second general uproar. I felt very afflicted because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. And I thought to myself, why is he not coming? Who knows where I offended him that he's hiding from me? And while I was thinking of this, and who knows how many other things, which it is not necessary to say here, my adorable Jesus moved in my interior and clasping me tightly to his most holy heart, with tender and compassionate voice, told me, my daughter, after so much time that I have been coming to you, you should have understood by yourself the reason for my hiding, though hidden not outside, but inside of you. Then, sighing strongly, he added, ah, it is the second general uproar that the nations are preparing, and I will remain posted in you, and as though on the lookout, to see what they are doing. I have done everything to dissuade them. I have given them light, grace. I have called you in a special way during the past months to make you suffer more, so that my justice, finding an embankment in you and one more satisfaction in your pains, might let light and grace descend more freely into their minds, so as to dissuade them from this second uproar. But everything has been in vain. The more they united together, the more they fomented discords, hatreds, injustices, to the point of forcing the oppressed to take up arms to defend themselves. And when it comes to defending the oppressed and justice, also natural, I must concur. More so, since the nations which appear to be victorious have succeeded on the basis of the most perfidious injustice. They should have understood this by themselves and be meeker toward the oppressed. On the contrary, they are the most inexorable, wanting not only their humiliation, but also their destruction. What perfidy! What perfidy! More than diabolical! They are not yet satiated with blood. How many poor peoples will perish? I grieve, but the earth wants to be purged. More cities will be destroyed. I too will claim many lives through the scourges I will send from heaven. And while this happens, I will remain in you, as though posted and on the lookout. And he seemed to hide more inside of me. I felt immersed in a sea of bitterness because of this speaking of Jesus. Then, afterwards, I felt surrounded by people who were praying, and also my celestial mama, who, extending her hand into my interior, grabbed one arm of Jesus and pulled him out, saying to him, my son, come into the midst of the peoples. Don't you see into what a sea of storms they are about to plunge themselves, such that it will cost them a sea of blood? But as much as she pulled him, Jesus did not want to come out. And she, turning to me, pray him very hard that things may be milder. So I began to pray him. And now he would place his ear within mine, letting me hear the movements of the peoples and the noise of the weapons. Now he would show me various races of peoples united together, some ready to wage wars, and some preparing themselves. So, clinging tightly to my Jesus, I said to him, placate yourself, my love, placate yourself. Don't you see how much confusion of peoples there is? How many uproars? If this is the preparation, what will it be in act? And Jesus, "Ah, my daughter, they themselves are the ones who want this. The perfidy of man wants to reach the excesses, and each one wants to draw the other into the abyss. However, the union of different races will serve my glory later on."